Just 28 minutes after 12 o'clock, and at this moment, on this day, it is my great pleasure to welcome to the studio a man who I've been seeing out and about, and I kept saying, you should come and play my show, and sure enough, he did. It's a great pleasure to welcome Al Holbrook. Al, thanks for being here.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Saw you a couple places. Saw you at the trolley stop.
Yes, you did.
You were up there holding your own, a one-man band with fabulous keyboard playing, great voice. Saw you again at Canal Street Tavern doing the same thing. And I have to say, just, I have great admiration for anyone that will be just by themselves and perform. You're providing this, the musical tones underneath and your own vocals. And I think there's something, I'm not quite sure what the mystique is, but there's something about piano and keyboards that's even more sort of amazing.
Cool instruments, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Yeah.
What drew you to keyboard?
Well, I actually began playing trumpet. And started singing, and I was like, you know what? It's kind of hard to sing and play trumpet at the same time. So I better pick up something else.
Yeah, people that sing and play trumpet are the most amazing people at the same time. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Al, it's a real treat to have you, and if you wouldn't mind just stepping right into a song for us, we'd be much obliged.
Not a problem. $10 in my pocket and a matchbook. In a desert town, drinking water from a cactus. Trying to find me a one-way ticket out to city limits. The old car need a new transmission. Sitting in the lot, trunk full of ammunition. Hard water from the bathroom sink. Where the hardwoods creak and the spiders in the mirror. It's like fire. Burning wheel, won't stop burning till it loses wheel. 15 hours in Montgomery County lockup, half an hour past good luck to Papa. Get out and find me a good luck charm, keep her on my arm. Hope she keeps me out of trouble. Ghost train by the school still running. Down the railroad tracks fast as lightning coming. Near the woods where the werewolves meet. And the ghouls all gathered down on Ludlow Street. It's like fire on a burning wheel. Won't stop burning to lose this wheel. Suspicious in the bottom of the teacup. The waiter hands me the check and says, drink up. There's something strange brewing in that kitchen. You can call it inside or call it intuition. Cat's eyes glowing down a dark alley. Overcast skies over Miami Valley. Like a flame on a dragon's tongue that won't be quenched until daylight comes. It's like fire. Burning wheel, won't stop burning till it loses wheel. It's like fire on a burning wheel, won't stop burning till it loses wheel.
Very nice. Al Holbrook live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. What's that one called?
That is called Fire on a Burning Wheel.
I like that song.
Thank you very much.
Plus, the name checks, you know, my hometown. I know. I've been to the Montgomery County Jail. I know Miami Valley.
Right? Some of that, a lot of that is experience. Yeah,
I like that song a lot.
I appreciate it.
So, you know, I was thinking as you're playing, there's that whole solo. It's just you and what's going on. But there's something beautiful about the keyboard. Because if we all remember, I was a grown person before I realized the Doors never had a bass player.
Wow, yeah.
The guy was just doing that with his left hand.
Yeah, exactly.
So in a way, even though you are by yourself, you are able to provide a more perfect full musical picture with
you
the keyboard.
You put that so eloquently. I love it.
I like that. So you're alone, but you got multiple, I don't know, voicings.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Or do you hear those in your head, too, or...
Yeah, I hear everything in my head. The voices.
We're talking with Al Holbrook, which I teased him mercilessly. And I know that you must get it just all the time because it's so close to Al Holbrook, the actor.
Yeah, I know. I'm not that guy.
Did you ever take it up with your mom? Like, you know, hey, you couldn't have called me, you know, Ben? Or
No.
Did she know Al Holbrook?
Yeah.
Does she like the actor?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So she has forever married you to him for at least, you know, people's experience of you.
And that's actually how I introduce myself. Hey, I'm Al Holbrook. I'm not Al Holbrook. Drop the H. Yeah. Anyway. Plus, I sing. So.
Yeah, you do. Right. And if you'd like to find out more, actually, you've got a record out called Future Harmony.
Yes.
And also, you were talking with our amazing volunteer engineer today, David, about you have kind of a more esoteric instrumental record out that is good for, say, meditation.
Absolutely. It's called Mantra, and it's perfect for meditation, relaxation, and yoga. So it's currently being featured in a lot of yoga studios and day spas across the country. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
If you'd like to find out more about this, you should check out his MySpace page, which is the normal MySpace address / Al Holbrook. That's spelled AlHolbrook, right?
Correct. Just like Al Holbrook.
Without the H.
Without the
H. Write Al Holbrook, then backspace that H and there hit return. And are you born and raised here in the Miami Valley then?
Born and raised in the Miami Valley. Left out when I was about 18 or 19. Traveled abroad quite extensively. Did a lot of studio work.
So you played your way around?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, nice. Nice. And you find yourself back here, and we're pleased that you do. Al Holbrook, live in the studio. Do you, I hate to put you on the spot here just because I am getting to thinking about it. Is it difficult to perform any of that, of the Mantra tunes live? Is that something you do, or is that much more of a studio experience where you're sort of layering it down?
No, actually, I do some of the
you
Mantra.
Do?
Yeah, I do.
Would you?
Some of the Mantra.
Would you mind doing one for us now?
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Al Holbrook on 91.3. WYSO, and if you want to give us a little, the title there as you head in, that'd be spectacular.
This is actually called Silence.
Sound of Silence. Silence, Al Holbrook on 91.3 WYSO. I'm guessing has some classical training as well.
You know what? A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was hearing a little Bach sort of a musical pattern in there.
And it's kind of just, you know, if I hear it, I play it. I said I was going to come out with a teaching series called If You Can Hear It, You Can Play It. A lot of people want to dabble in music and, you know, feel like they don't have quite the talent and ability. But I promise you, if you can hear it, you can play it. So.
What a beautiful thought. And it's true.
It is.
It's purely true.
It is.
Yeah. I like that very much. Al Holbrook is going to be playing on Friday, August 6th. That's this very Friday. Man, August
it is.
August
is here.
It is here.
Can you believe it?
We're in it. And the first Friday is going to be a big night at Jay Allen's. You're going to be playing there with Raina and Dana.
Absolutely.
You'll be on the stage at 10 o'clock. And that's at Jay Allen's. It's right there in the heart of downtown Dayton on North Ludlow Street. That's this Friday, August 6th at 10 p.m. And do you, when you play, I have to, first of all, I wanted to know how the setup of how you, like, came to compose that. It must have been, did you have to just light candles and, you know, turn off all the phones and computers and just have a perfectly quiet house?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you just humoring me? Is that really what you do?
No, serious. Yeah. It was like 12 candles all lit up around and
yeah,
I kind of just went into a meditative state.
Ooh, yeah.
And actually the material just came. It took me about a week to compose the 10 songs that's on Mantra. So
you're going to leave me a copy of that, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I won't be playing that here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al Holbrook is with us live in the studio. He's live on stage this Friday at Jay Allen's. That's right downtown. And you should find out more about Al. MySpace/Al Holbrook. And that's Hal Holbrook without the age. I just will never, I just am always going to remember you. See, I think actually your mom did a good thing.
I think so. Although we're giving Hal Holbrook quite a bit of promotion.
Are we?
People are like, who's Hal Holbrook?
Who's Hal Holbrook? Just look him up.
Nice.
If you'd be kind enough to play another for us. And again, you're working on one now. You're in the process of recording a new record.
Yeah, I am in the process of recording a new record with some of the more bluesy bluesy folk type material that I'm doing. So, yeah, it's in the works.
If you're
look out for it fourth quarter of this year.
Oh, all right. Okay, and you'll keep us posted and we
absolutely
can let listeners know. If you have your druthers, I'm curious, because you brought a keyboard here today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer, like, the old, you know, wood, mechanical, you know, wood, mallet striking string sound? Or if you had your druthers, what would you play?
Oh, it would be an upright.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people love grands, but it's something about a funky old upright in a bar that I just...
Yeah, well, Canal Street has the funkiest old upright right
exactly
there.
Exactly. Yeah, so I really take great joy in playing just a, you know, organic, just the piano. It's nothing like it.
There isn't. We were talking about it just before we went on air that I just happened... So I'm so grateful to have come by an Edison player that is...
Oh.
From roughly, as far as I can tell, around 1916, and it still works. It doesn't plug into anything. It's a mechanical piece of equipment. You crank it, and it begins to spin, and then by magic, the sounds saved in this disc come through. And it's like a piano. It's like you hit this key, several things happen.
And a beautiful sound emanates from it. I mean,
it's like playing a machine.
Yeah.
More so than other instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I like what you do, and thank you so much for coming on the show. I know I've been threatening to have you come for a while, and I'm awful pleased to have you today.
Well, thank you once again for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, well, and hopefully we can get a bunch of people. You know, I never leave the house, but I'm considering actually going out for this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come out. You'll enjoy it.
We're talking
about... And it's going to be something different from Canal Street and Trolley, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
There's some new stuff
It's going to be just an all-out experience.
Wow.
So you definitely want to be there.
All right. Al Holbrook, live on stage this Friday at Jay Allen's Live here in the studio right now. Would you be ever so kind as to play another?
Absolutely. This is called Packing My Bags. Every man man has got to know when it's time to say goodbye. When that feeling is a calling, like a vagabond hopping on that train to get away. There's no reason left for stalling. So packing my bags, I'm leaving this town tonight. I'm boarding that late night train to anywhere. Everybody's got their reasons to stay where they are. So I got my reasons for going. Gonna sail away from you tonight with the wind at my back. It's time to set my face toward liberty. I'll be back in my bags, baby. Boarding that late night train to anywhere. I'll be on my way. If you think you're holding me, better think again. Cause right about now, you know I'm tired of all the. This is my moment, my time, my opportunity. I don't care if the earth is flat, I'm on my way. I'm packing my bags. I'm leaving this town tonight. I'm boarding that late night train to anywhere. I'll be on my way. Hey, hey.
Al Holbrook live on 91.3 WYSR. Now I feel like really bad for making you play an instrumental. I love your voice. It's so nice.
You know what? I love playing an instrumental too, though.
Yeah, so, but now I feel like I've cheated us.
Uh-oh.
So you have to come back again.
Hey, anytime. Let me know.
Al Holbrook live on stage this Friday night at Jay Allen's on Ludlow Street in downtown Dayton. That's this Friday, August 6th. Details about that on your MySpace page?
On the MySpace page.
Very good. That's myspace.com/alholbrook.com. And we're not going to mention Hal Holbrook again, because just mentioning Hal Holbrook is just like, yeah.
And you just did it twice.
Just track the age. What a treat. Thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Keep us posted. We'll get the advanced broadcast premiere of your
new
one.
For the new album. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Al.